Okay, welcome back to Tourism Talk. I'm your host, Chris Reel, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Jen Winters, the Sales and Events Manager at one of our city's more unique venues, Howl at the Moon, down at Power Plant Live. How are you doing, Jen?
Good. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
All right. So Howl at the Moon, down at Power Plant Live, definitely a unique spot in Baltimore. I don't think there's anything like this anywhere else in the city. Would I be correct in assuming that?
Yep. It's a huge plaza full of different nightlife venues, clubs and bars, restaurants, and the like.
And Howl at the Moon is one of those spots that's been there since the beginning.
Right. Howl at the Moon has been in Baltimore for 13 years. It's the longest standing venue in Power Plant Live.
Now tell us a little bit about what Howl at the Moon is. It's a unique name. It's a unique place. Sort of walk us through the experience of what it's like to visit.
Okay, so Howl at the Moon is the dueling piano bar that rocks. Mm-hmm. It's a high-energy live music experience that's centered around audience participation. So you come in Howl at the Moon, you grab a table, get drinks, and you can just request whatever song you want to hear from our live band.
Any song at all?
Any song. We have a house band. It's five musicians that went to school and were trained to do this, and they know pretty much every song ever created. And if you do stump them, they'll go in the back and learn the song.
Really? That night, they'll go back there and work it out?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's some talent. Now, these are not just pianos, too, right? So you have
Correct.
A full band.
Yes,
in
we
house.
Have drum set, guitars, the whole nine yards, everything you can imagine.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
Now, what if, let's say, you wanted to participate at all? Mm-hmm. You said audience participation, but that goes beyond just requesting songs.
Right. They encourage you to sing along. We want you to get up and dance. If you're celebrating a birthday, bachelorette party, they'll actually pull you on stage and sing a song to you, have a little fun with you as well. And if you think you have the talent, you can actually get on stage and sing a song, play an instrument if you would like.
But so they'll let you actually hop up there and jam with the band?
Yeah, there's a small stage fee because it's not karaoke, but
right,
yeah.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How long has Howl at the Moon been here in Baltimore?
13 years.
13 years now?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that long. I remember when Power Plant opened, mm-hmm. I guess it was 13 years ago because Howl at the Moon was one of the original.
Yes.
And they're the only one. I mean, I know there's been a lot of change going on over there in that section of the city.
Correct.
What else is nearby over there? Do you guys work together with the other power plant venues? And
so the other venues are owned by the Cordish Company,
right.
But Howl at the Moon just rents from the space. So we do our own thing. But you have Lucky's Tavern, PBR, Mex. Joe Square is an awesome pizza restaurant that moved in a few years ago, so we always recommend our guests to go over there and get food since we do not have a kitchen.
Okay, so drinks only.
Drinks only.
At Howl at the Moon, but you can partner up with some of the other establishments there at Power Plant and put mm-hmm. together an entire package.
Yes.
Well, that's excellent. And Howl at the Moon is a nationwide company.
Correct.
Right?
We have, I believe it's 14 locations right now, and I think the next year they're going to open a few more.
And it's a lot of fun. I can tell our listeners from personal experience that you will have an excellent time if you visit Howl at the Moon. Again, it's a completely interactive experience and unlike anything else that we have here in Baltimore. Now, Jen, where would we find Howl at the Moon? We mentioned Power Plant Live. Where is that exactly?
Okay, so our actual address is 22 Market Place. And so Power Plant Live is about 2 or 3 blocks away from the Inner Harbor area. It's a block off of President Street. We're off of Lombard and on Marketplace. It's a few blocks away from the gallery, if you're familiar with that shopping center. And just to be distinct, if you are getting in a taxi, make sure you say Power Plant Live and not Power Plant, because those are two different locations.
Right, not to be confused with the Power Plant building, the actual brick building with the smokestacks where Hard Rock Cafe and Barnes & Noble and everything.
Yep.
Is Power Plant Live is over right next to Port Discovery.
Yes.
You said the old fish market, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, how about the access? Pretty good in terms of getting there? You mentioned a taxi cab. You could walk
up. Yep, there is a circulator route. The orange stop is right in front of the plaza. There are 4 different parking garages within 1 block of us, so it's very easy to get to. There's a huge fountain and a humongous sign that says Power Plant Live, so it's really hard to miss.
And buses could pull right up there
yes.
also for larger
mm-hmm.
groups and unload
Absolutely.
Right there, pretty much right outside your door.
Yes.
Great. What kind of special packages could you offer to folks, maybe just individuals or groups? You mentioned parties and things like that. It sounds like it's definitely a great venue for bachelorette parties, mm-hmm. birthday parties, things of that nature.
So we can do table reservations for birthday bachelorette parties. If you're having a company outing, we can reserve a whole section for your group. If you're a convention coming in town, we can reserve the whole space for you and you can have a private buyout.
Really?
So there's a ton of different things we can do. It just our capacity is 355, so we have a great space for all sorts of events.
And do you tend to reach out to those conferences and conventions? I would imagine a lot
Absolutely.
Of conventioners would really enjoy that sort of
Yeah, thing. Through Visit Baltimore, I contact all the upcoming conventions. If they are looking for offsite venues, they tend to come to us.
Any memorable stories about a particular convention that came into town and really rocked out the bar?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of holiday parties. So last weekend we had Home Depot in.
They know how to party.
So that was interesting. And we had IKEA come in. One of their higher-ups, like the CFO, played the drums, which kind of shocked everyone because, you know, he's this boss man.
The CFO. Of IKEA.
Yeah.
No kidding. Played the drums at Out the Moon. That's awesome. That's a great story.
Things like that, people kind of come out of their shells and have fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the entertainers there do a really good job of including everybody and getting them to participate. So even if you think it might not be something that's your cup of tea, mm-hmm. Again, I can tell you from personal experience, after being there for a little bit, they'll get you right up there on stage and you'll end up having a really good time. Next year in Baltimore, we have the Star Spangled Spectacular. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about that, the bicentennial of the national anthem. Are you expecting, I know most of the tourism attractions in the city are expecting increased business. Mm-hmm. Are you guys expecting that as well? Do you have
Absolutely.
Anything in conjunction with that?
Yeah, we'll have drink specials. We'll probably have red, white, and blue themed drinks that whole weekend or whole week, I guess that it'll be. The piano players will play a lot of patriotic songs and just really get in the mood for that.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Of course, when the actual tall ships are here, I know the sailors always tend to make their way down to Power Plant.
Yes, that's very interesting.
And they
are
here just
rowdy,
last year.
Very rowdy crowd. So
that's a
it'll
lot of
be fun.
And they get into it even though a lot of them don't speak English, right?
Yeah. They just, but they still know a lot of popular songs out there.
That's great. Yeah, they were just here in 2012, right? For the first wave of the Star-Spangled Bicentennial Celebration. And so we're all very excited to welcome them back again next year in 2014. Now, how long have you been working at Out the Moon?
I've been with the company a little over 3 years now.
3 years now. And you are the sales and events manager.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit about what that entails, your job in particular.
Oh, I wear many hats. Mainly, my job is to get people in the door and have fun. So I'm responsible for making people have fun, which is a pretty cool job.
Right on.
I do a lot with the surrounding hotels. I drop off passes for guests who are coming into town. I reach out to all the conventions like we talked about before in hopes to get private events through those. Just being there answering the phones to get the bachelorette and birthday parties in. And then on the weekend, I'm there just making sure everything is going smoothly. We have an awesome happy hour program. So I'm in charge of that. And so if you go to our website, which is www.howlatthemoon.com, you can actually sign up to win a free happy hour party. So if you're coming on in on a weekend night, you get a lot of awesome drink specials.
Great.
With that.
That's www.howlatthemoon.com.
Yes.
And then would you click on the Baltimore location?
Yeah, you just go to the locations tab and click on Baltimore.
Okay. Great. Well, that's good to know. So what would you like to tell folks now as the sales and events manager, all of our listeners out there worldwide, what would you, Jen Winters, like to tell them about Out the Moon and why they should come see us here in Baltimore?
They should come to Out the Moon because it's the only live music experience you're going to get in town. It's going to be the most fun you've had in a long time.
And you mentioned these hats that you're wearing. So on a given day, you could be talking to a maid of honor planning a bachelorette party all the way up to a big convention or corporate meeting planner. So it runs the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? All right. Well, Jen, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us today. And
Thank
I'd also
you.
Like to point out that another hat that you wear is as the membership chair for the Baltimore Tourism Association.
That's correct.
Yeah. And we always, of course, are encouraging folks here on Tourism Talk to reach out to the Baltimore Tourism Association. That's baltimoretourism.com.com. And Jen would be more than happy to talk to you about a membership.
Absolutely. Come and join. It's a really great group to be a part of.
And you've been part of the Tourism Association now almost as long as you've been at Howl at the Moon,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I've been on the board for almost a year now. And it's a great experience. And you, when you are a part of this organization, you just meet so many great people from Baltimore. And it's a great opportunity to make partnerships with other businesses.
Okay, great. Well, Jen, thanks again for coming in. We want to remind everybody that the website is www.howlatthemoon.com. You can check it out there. Sign up for those free happy hours. Is there a phone number that we should give to folks too?
Yes, our phone number is 410-783-5111.
410-783-5111. If you want to give them a call, you can talk to Jen. She'll tell you all about Howl at the Moon. Thanks very much for being with us today, Jen, on Tourism Talk.
Thank you, Chris.
See you soon. Once again, I'm your host, Chris Reel, on behalf of the Baltimore Tourism Association and Baltimore Rent-A-Tour. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.